We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right, you're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right, you're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:45. Thanks for tuning us in here on a Tuesday morning, November 14th. Now, three big things.
Three.
Another claim of past sexual misconduct by Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore.
Two.
Allegations that a Kansas agency charged with protecting children is hiding how it operates.
One.
Man stabs his brother in South Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Southbound I-235 near Zoo Boulevard. We've got a stalled out vehicle. Watch out for a potential traffic slowdown. We also have a traffic accident. This is on the ramp from Lincoln to northbound. A 135 traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy today with a high of 57 degrees. Monday's high was 54, so not much difference. 40% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 49. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 61 degrees. Yes, the forecast calls for sunshine tomorrow. Now fog, mist, 55 degrees. We've got a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Did you know that 40 to 50% of your body heat is lost through the top of your head? See the great selection of warm winter hats for men and women at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. It's open 6 days a week. Hatman Jack's. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. Several broken pieces of pottery are changing opinions on the history of winemaking.
When you think of great traditions in winemaking, what areas come to mind? France, Spain, California? What about the nation of Georgia? 8 shards of pottery from there are now the earliest known evidence for the origins of today's winemaking industry using domesticated grapes dating back 8,000 years. The findings were released Monday by the National Academy of Sciences. It's not the oldest evidence of an alcoholic beverage using grapes, though. China has that beat by 1,000 years, but they used wild grapes mixed with rice beer. It's good in a pinch. Coming in third, Armenia. In 2011, archaeologists discovered remnants of a 6,000-year-old winery there. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Consumer and household goods companies led the stock market higher on Wall Street Monday, offsetting losses by industrial and energy stocks. The Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 2 points. The Dow gained 17. The Nasdaq Composite added 6 points. Store chains feeling the upheaval in retail are making strategic alliances, and that can mean picking sides. Kohl's shoppers can find Amazon devices at some stores and return items they bought from the online retailer. Nike has made some of its sneakers available through Amazon. The owner of Sears is selling Kenmore-branded appliances on Amazon in some markets. And Best Buy is teaming up with Amazon for voice shopping. So if I go...
It's tendrils are everywhere.
If I go to, you know, get my new refrigerator on Amazon, will a computer deliver it to my house?
Well,
and install it for me?
We're probably getting closer to that day.
We'll probably get a box of checks that, here, just check here, and we'll have somebody come out and do it for you. Anyway, a bipartisan analysis prepared by a congressional unit concludes that the Senate Republican tax overhaul actually would increase taxes for some 13.8 million moderate-income American households. Uh-oh. This is according to the assessment released Monday by Congress Joint Committee on Taxation. Study came out as the Senate's Tax Writing Committee began wading through the measure, working toward the first major revamp of the tax system in some 30 years. There are a lot of exemptions, deductions, and little pieces in there for just about everybody. And so if they do, they're going to have to remove some of these deductions. And many people are still saying, you know, and I want a tax break, but I'm not sure I want to add another $1.5 trillion of debt. So this is, it's not going to be easy to do,
No, it's
real,
not.
It's going to be real, real difficult to do politically. The president wants something to vote on by Christmas time. We'll see. We'll see. Federal government began its new budget year with an October deficit of $63.2 billion, up sharply from a year ago. Treasury Department reported Monday that the October deficit was 37.9% higher than the $45.8 billion deficit recorded in October of 2016.
Ah.
That's a monthly deficit.
Right.
Wow.
That's the way this country works now.
Wow. It sure does. 7:50 now with Steve and Ted. You know, one of the stories that we're covering has to do with the Kansas agency charged with protecting children and hiding how it operates. And I'm not going to get into whether this is true or not, but did you happen to see in the Wichita Eagle on Sunday the story about how state agencies, pretty much most of them, are pretty good at not telling the public anything at all?
Does that surprise you?
It does in a way. That the Kansas City Star looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently just about every state agency has a way that they can keep the public from knowing anything. There's not a lot of transparency.
That's why we have to have an Open Records Act, and even then, you try to invoke it, you get pushback.
They were saying that a lot of them just ignore it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Why does that surprise you?
Yeah, well, because I didn't know
anytime that. Anytime you try to get information, all you get is pushback.
Yeah.
From anybody.
All you get from any – apparently every state agency has the same response. We believe in transparency.
Yeah, they say that a whole lot. But
they have no idea what it is.
Well, they don't want you to know what it is. They want what they do to be kept.
I'm kind of old-fashioned. I think if they're spending taxpayers' money, we ought to know just about everything they do. But you know, it's not getting much traction. Those people who we elected to go to Topeka are just, hey, we don't want you knowing what we're doing up here. Must be some sort of a secret. That's kind of the way they used to operate in the old Soviet Union, wasn't it? Anyway.
Well, those people all tried to keep their jobs, too.
They're phony baloney jobs. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. A growing company in West Wichita, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. And this guy is really transparent. Good morning, Bill.
That's right. Good morning, Steve and Ted. JR Custom Metal Products expanding again. It's adding a 5,000-square-foot warehouse to its campus at 2237 Southwest Street. President and CEO Patty Kohler says the warehouse will be used to store completed products ready for shipment. Hutton Construction is the general contractor. There's a commercial building permit valued at $350,000 for the work. The work to renovate the north entrance of the Intrust Bank Arena now complete, just in time for the Foo Fighters concert last night. The work to double the size of entrance C began back in April. They added three more sets of double doors, added a stairwell to the main concourse. There's also a new plaza on the north end of the arena. And Microsoft appears to be on a hiring spree at U.S. business schools. Median starting salaries and bonuses for MBA graduates at Microsoft headquarters are just over $160,000 for finance managers, product marketing managers, and business program and strategy managers. The company has laid off thousands of people in the past few years, but they say that doesn't impact the demand for MBA graduates. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So they're making it just a little easier to get into and out of Intrust Bank Arena, huh? How about that?
Yep, that's right, that north entrance up there.
That's good. Hey, today is Operating Room Nurse Day. Well, there's somebody you don't hear about very often. Those nurses are on the front line of healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who really have it tough when things, you know, when you know what hits the fan, they're the ones who are there. And,
yep.
You know, have you ever been to an emergency room here in town, like on a Friday night about 11 o'clock or Saturday night about midnight? I have, you know, that's quite a zoo.
Things get real interesting.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
It is. Today is also World Diabetes Day. It has two forms, you know. The first is juvenile type 1 diabetes. The second, adult onset type 2 diabetes, and it's a growing problem for children and adults. And we hear about this quite a bit. And,
right.
You know, a lot of it has to do with obesity, lack of activity, proper diet. I have relatives, frankly, close relatives, who are diabetic and have been diabetic.
Yep.
And they pretty much control it. They've controlled it with diet and not a lot of medication, anything like that. But it is a problem, big problem.
Sure it is.
You bet. Absolutely.
So we want to bring attention to World Diabetes Day. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Thanks, gentlemen. Coming up here at 8 o'clock, KNSS News at the top of the hour. A man stabs his brother in South Wichita. That story and more news. Steve and Ted coming up on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.